are listening to Up to Me Radio, the best in inspirational talk radio. It's up to me.
Hello, my friends, and welcome to Coffee with Kim. I invite you to journey with me to a new day. I believe God has led you to this moment and this place because He is about to bring purpose and potential to your story. So join thousands of women and men from around the globe who have discovered how powerful their stories become once Christ touches them with His purpose. Don't you long to make this same discovery? Then grab your coffee, scoot in, and join me as we let God's Word reveal how every part of your past has been preparing you for this very moment.
Sometimes God will put a Goliath in your life for you to find the David within you. This Toby Mack quote comes from the Old Testament Bible account found in 1 Samuel 17. Goliath was the great giant, feared by all, but who was finally defeated by the young boy named David with a mere slingshot. Yep, you're remembering this story now, aren't you? This story is used throughout the ages. It denotes an underlying scenario, a contest, one might say, where a smaller, weaker opponent faces a much bigger, stronger adversary and wins. Hello, friends. Welcome to Coffee. This is Kim Crable, your host, and today is our final season, in this live broadcast. This entire season's theme, if you'll remember, has been Confront and Conquer, where we have chosen, and I've brought on guests that will help us to confront that which seems to be our greatest opponent, fears, worries, life challenges. You know, you have your own. We face them all. But we have brought on people, and we've talked and had a conversation that have found that with Christ, conquering is always possible. Today, we want to finish strong, and so I've invited some special guests on. We have joining us a few of those, our guests from this past season, who have decided to face their giant, and they're going to be sharing with us ways that they continue to confront and conquer that which is trying to stop them from the very thing that they know God is calling them to. We have some from our teen staff. We have Jordan, we have Jane Ann, and we have Haley. And from our adult ladies who have joined us, we have Linda from Georgia, and we have our wonderful Christian comedian, Tammy from Texas. Good morning, ladies. Good morning. Thank you so much for joining me. We're so glad to have you. Good morning. And listeners, I want you to grab your coffee and grab your notes, because I will tell you, by the time we finish these next few minutes and you listen closely to what you're about to hear, you're going to have words of wisdom that are going to inspire you forward in whatever giant you're facing today. So, ladies, let's just get started. This is probably going to be the fastest hour ever on radio. So let's talk fast and let's talk about the ways, the things that you have been facing this last season and what God is up to in your life. Who would like to begin?
Well, I can jump in if you want me to start.
Hey, Tammy.
Hello. It's wonderful to be here this morning on a great Monday morning. You know, God tells us weeping may last for the night, but joy comes in the morning, and I firmly believe that.
Yes. Well, tell me what you had to conquer to get to where you really believe that, Tammy, because has it always been like that for you?
You know, I've been through many seasons in my life, and there have been some times whenever, you know, I like to think that life is all cinnamon rolls and sunshine, red hots and roses, but we all know that it's not, because a lot of times it is definitely flies, fleas, and fire ants. And one of the things that I have had to conquer is depression, and it's that dark cloud that rolled in at one time in my life whenever a relationship began to deteriorate of a loved one who I loved with all of my heart. Very difficult, because as a woman in ministry, you want to look like you've got it all together, and so you play this thing called a duck, where you're swimming across the water, and it looks smooth as silk, but nobody can see underneath the water where your feet are paddling 90 to nothing like crazy. And if the truth be known, if the light was shown right down on us, we would be more like what we call here in Texas a June bug, whenever they turn upside down and their legs are going crazy, because that's really what it feels like. Mm-hmm. My friend Becky Carpenter made that analogy this weekend at my home, and she said it's like a June bug. We're going crazy. People just can't see it sometimes. And that is true. But I know when that black cloud, Kim, comes in, when it comes in and it wants to get on top of you like that, if you rearrange the words of depression, you will find the words "I pressed on" in there. And with Jesus, girl, we can press on, because he says that weeping may last for the night, but joy comes in the morning. Mm-hmm. And we don't know when joy will be sometimes, but it will come.
Absolutely. And Tammy, thank you so much for that. Let me just do a side note. We're getting some information that there's some noise coming through, maybe a radio or something. So if anybody has a radio on, please cut that off. Thank you so much, because we want our listeners to hear this. And Tammy, isn't it amazing that many times, I love those analogies, isn't it crazy, even from our teen staff who are on today, isn't it crazy that we can be that duck and we can look the part on the top? That's what's so crazy. We can be working and paddling so hard and feeling so desperate underneath, but boy, the two-dimensional looks there are just conflicting in every way. But boy, aren't we good at doing that, Linda? Don't you think we are really, really good at being? And we've talked about this a lot too, to spin off what Tammy's doing, that we can look so calm when we feel so desperately lost.
That's so correct, because we've learned how to put that mask on. So we look like we've got it all together on the outside, but on the inside we're just dying.
Well, I'm so glad that Tammy brought this up to start with, because this is something statistically that is way up there on the charts of things that we're dealing with, and not only women but men, and not only women and men but with teens as well. I want to hear from one of our teens in talking about this. Girls, we have Haley Jordan and Jane Ann. Let's talk about that among our teens now that we've got the women's perspective. Do you, either of you, feel like that's something that you see within the teen world, depression that needs to be confronted and conquered?
I feel because I struggle, this is Jane Ann, and I struggle with, anxiety and worrying about stuff that I don't even need to be worrying about, but it gets me upset, and I have to trust God and pray to him that he's going to help me get through it, because if I don't, it's just going to keep tearing me up inside.
Oh, good point. Good point.
Haley, and
yes,
depression, Haley. I've never seen it personally happen to me before, but I have seen it in the lives of some of my friends, and I can tell how devastating it can be sometimes when you feel like you're in this black cloud you can't get out. And so depression is really, really evident in teens.
Thank you, Haley, for that. Now let's just, and before we go any farther, I just want to go, adults who are on here, how proud are you all of our teen staff? I mean, don't they deserve a round of applause this morning? Yay.
Yes, thank you.
Huge
round
great?
Of applause. Yes.
Thank you
so much.
Yes, I'm so proud to have a tiny, to know these young ladies and to be able to sit with them and hear. I mean, these are dedicated Haley, Jordan, and Jaynan, and there are many others, but these are the three that are joining us today. And I'll tell you what, they are powerful. What I'd like to do, since we, you know, God has landed us on this thing called depression, that is definitely something that needs to be confronted, and you all have, and you constantly are, because I'll remind you of John 16:33. It says, in this world we will have trials and tribulations, and that one of these things definitely is the depression. So let's answer this question. Maybe there's someone out there and going, well, I don't even know what depression looks like. How is depression manifested, or how have you seen it manifested in your life? I'd love to hear from the teens and adults. What do you see people doing? What are signs of depression?
Ms. Kim, this is Jordan. And for me personally, I did go through a season where I was depressed for a little bit, and I just felt alone, which I knew that wasn't true. But for me, my perspective was just not where it should have been. And I know that I have friends that have felt like this, but their depression can come from their family lives and different things that they struggle with. And I feel like in our society, when we watch TV shows and things, that they make depression look like suicide, or which it could lead to, but I feel like that's just not what it always is. Every person's situation is different.
Oh, I love that, Jordan. And thank you for being honest, because, you know, when someone says, hey, I've struggled with it, or this is, you know, it is a connector, and people go, oh, I need to talk to that person. I need to know what it's like. So you said you felt alone, but you added, but I knew it wasn't true. So I want to come back
to
that. Yeah, that's really good, because I want to talk about that and how that helped stabilize you. When we're talking about confronting and conquering, you know, to confront something means that you quit. You come to the point in my life, it was when I came to the point to where I couldn't run any longer. You know, we can flee in fear, I say, or we can stop and face whatever it is in our faith. And for me, I had to get to the rock bottom. I had to get to the place to where I couldn't go any lower. But you know what? It was at rock bottom, and I know this sounds like a cliche, but it was at rock bottom is where I found my true foundation, and that is the truth. Mm. It was at rock bottom when I finally looked up and said, God, I can't do it on my own. And that's what I needed, Jordan, is I needed to come back to what was truth. Because like you said, with the TV shows, with all the social media, there's so many lies flying in our face all the time that we must come back to what is confronting and conquering. And confronting is simply, well, let me just ask you all, what do you see as truly confronting an issue in your life?
This is Haley.
Ms. Kim, this is Jenna. Go ahead, Haley.
And for me, confronting in my life is actively putting it in the front of my mind, because whenever it's something I don't want to talk about or don't want to think about, I always try to push it away. But for confronting, I have to actively try to think about it, think about what's wrong, what's the problem, and what can I do to fix it.
I'm sorry, somehow there was an echo in there, Haley, and I missed the last part. Would you repeat that last part, sweetie?
I have to actively think about the problem and what's wrong and, like, what am I doing to make it worse and what am I doing to make it better, rather than pushing it to the back of my mind and pretending it doesn't exist.
Oh, my gosh. Did you all hear that? You mean you quit blaming other people? You mean you looked in the mirror and said, wait a minute, let me take charge of my life? Is
That's
that
good.
What you're saying? Yes,
I heard
that.
That's good.
That's
yes.
Real good. Mm-hmm. That was good. Jordan,
I agree completely with what Haley said. I was doubting my self-worth and a whole bunch of other stuff, and I had to tell myself that these are lies and none of that is true.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this, because I know someone out there is listening, and they're thinking, how did you know it was a lie? How did you know that? Because you came back and you said, I had to come back to what is true. How did you know it was a lie?
I had people in my life that believed and loved me enough to make sure I knew that they weren't lies, and I know that there is someone greater than me who loved me. He gave his life up for me, and I knew he wouldn't do that for anyone that was not, that he didn't think was worthy. He loved me enough to give himself up, so I know that I have to be worth something.
And what is his name?
Jesus.
Yes. Absolutely. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And you're right, he would not have died for nobody's. He sees in us our potential, and he sees our possibilities this morning. And many of us listeners, it may be you, that you're about to give up, and you have things coming at you that are confronting you, and they're telling you you're not worthy, and you're feeling so alone. And this show God is using to come to your rescue, because he knows, whether you're listening to it live or if you're listening to it in your car in 2 months, this show is coming to you as his way of rescuing you by showing you his love and that he cares, and that everything in your past has been preparing you for your future, because there's something great, because he says, Jesus says, through the writings of Jeremiah 29:11, God says, for I have a plan for you, and it's a good plan. So he says in Romans 8:28 that all that he is doing is working toward our good. So all we need is what Jordan is saying, is that we must know, and what Haley said, and our lady said, we must know the truth so that we can combat the lies that are coming at us. We still have a radio or something that's playing. If you'll just please cut that down. But let's move forward with this. Friends, in your confronting, and this is for every one of you, in your confronting, and I think Amy has also joined us as well, in your confronting, what are some basic generic truths that would land on, would be one of those stones that would slay that giant before you? Let's just talk about some generic truths, whether it be depression or what are some other things? Let's just name some other giants that maybe are before us that need to confront. There's depression. What else do you think?
Anxiety.
Fear.
Stress. Friendlessness. Women need friendships, and there are a lot of women who are friendless.
Yes, absolutely, Tammy, absolutely. Anything else? I mean, just the fear, the worry. I mean, today's world is filled with so much comparison. Do you know that comparing one another, do you know what a huge giant that is? Because I feel less because I feel like others are more, right? That's a huge giant before us. So alone is one of the things that have been brought up. So we've named a few, and this is gender friendly. This is male, female, any age, any denomination, any place in the world. You may be listening from Ecuador or, you know, wherever you are. This is for us as the human race. Now, as we talk about some of these giants, some of these things that we really want to confront, let's give some thoughts, some scriptures, some practices on ways that we can begin to conquer. Let's talk about that for a few minutes.
Kim, for me, this is Linda. Go ahead, Jayanne.
Okay. I know, like, for me, it helps to pray to God, because whether or not, you know, you realize that he can help, and you have to know that, like, whatever it is you're going through, he will help you, and that people can tell you lies and hurts, but they're not true.
Great. Thank you, Jane Ann. Linda, what were you going to say?
I was just going to say, Kim, that I have a fear of speaking, and, you know, and with the speaking comes with the comparison that I have always done, because I will see other individuals, you know, out there, and they just, it just flows for them, but for me it does not always flow for me. And so when I have to go and do speaking engagements or whatever, I just draw on the Word of God, and He just has brought me to Scripture of Joshua 1:9. Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous, do not be afraid, do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will lead you wherever you go. So that's one of my main scriptures that I hold on to. And when I go and do whatever I've got to do, you know, if it's speaking or with a group of people, I just have to remember, I stop and remember, God is with me and He is going before me. And He will help me through. And I just take one step at a time, and I've been just pushing through, and I just keep on keeping going. I'm just persevere through those fears and that anxiety that I get.
I love that. I love that, because to flee from that, to not confront it, would be just to say no, just stay home. And that's where you're losing your calling. And for listeners who are out there, I want you to hear that. I want you to hear that because, you know, God has given us the Great Commission to go tell the world, to go make disciples. Mm-hmm. And that could be go in your office. That could be go to – I'm sorry, there's some noise back there that I know. I'm getting these messages that there's some noise. So this is very important. So if everybody would just – make everything really silent, because this is really important, because there are people, and I was one of them for so long, that I just wanted to stay silent because I was so afraid I was going to mess up. And it wasn't, you know, here's the secret. It's not that we're worried about ourselves. It's like, well, what if I don't say the right thing? Or what if I don't represent Christ right? Isn't that the truth, ladies? Is anybody with me on this?
Yeah.
And it wasn't, you know, So the enemy was using my good intentions against me. And you know, it's like, oh, you've got to be perfect if you're going to share Jesus. No, he's the perfect one. You know what I used to have, Linda, it's still to this day, anytime I go up on the platform to speak, quite honestly, anytime I'm in the elevator and God asks me to speak, I still have this fear. But I know that that's the enemy. I'm supposed to have that fear. That's a good sign. That means I'm on the right track. But this is what I've done, too. So many times I have thought, you know what, if I get up on that platform, if I get so messed up that I end up falling off the platform, I'm going to stand up, I'm going to wipe myself off, I'm going to get back up on that platform, and I'm going to keep going in the name of Jesus.
That's right.
Go ahead, Tammy.
In Isaiah, God tells us no weapon formed against us shall prosper. What he doesn't say in that scripture is that the weapons won't form.
Right.
And the truth is, he let us know in that scripture that weapons are going to form, but they will not prosper if we can just keep our eyes on Christ.
Amen. Yes. Yes, yes. Thank you, Tammy, because that is so true. We think that somehow we get this picture in our mind that if we're doing everything right, if we're memorizing scripture, if we're going to Sunday school, singing in the choir, doing all these things, that life is going to be easy. Can anybody tell me that it's not? It's not, is it?
Definitely not.
But we have the joy of the Lord. You know, we carry that, but we still have our daily battles. Why? Someone tell me, why do we still have the battles?
This is Jane Ann, because, like, this world isn't perfect, and even though we wish it could be just how we want it to be, it's not. And we just have to know that He's with us and try to figure out what is tearing us down so much, and He will help us. Because for me, I struggle with stress and not letting stuff go, and it really hurts because you want to just live your life, but you can't because it tears you down so much.
Thank you, Janine, for being so vulnerable and sharing that, because, you know, it is, when you said, I can't let things go, I think that you know, that goes to that scripture where it says that we are so, we can be entangled in sin, but we can be, we can have these hindrances in our life, mm-hmm. and that can be such a hindrance. And I thank you for that, because you spoke that, because someone must be dealing with that as well. We're going to come back to what would someone, what would one of you ladies of any age talk about, and when I say that, teens or adults, what would you say to someone today who is confronting and needs to conquer the issue of not being able to trust or let past hurts go? Someone speak to someone today.
This is Haley.
This is Jordan.
Oh, Jordan, you go ahead.
And all I have to say is don't give up. It may seem like you're getting nowhere and it may be frustrating, but don't give up, because it will be worth it. It will be worth it. You don't want to stay at rock bottom.
Absolutely. Thank you. And you know what that, Jordan, you know what that scripture reminds me of, what you said? The scripture that reminds me of is Galatians 6:9, where it says
yes.
to not grow weary, yes. right, in doing good, mm-hmm. because in due season, whenever it, God says, then it, it, the harvest will come if we do not give up. What a word mm-hmm. you just spoke into someone's life today. Someone needed to hear, don't give up. Just like Jordan said, do not give up. Haley, what were you going to say, sweet girl?
I was going to say was I personally struggle holding grudges and forgetting bad things that have happened in the past, whether something it's I have done or something someone has done to me. And so one thing I always think of is, what is your relationship with that person now? Are you friends now? Have you been able to forget it for the most part? Because usually it's the only only when I'm alone and when I have no one else around me, no one else talking to me, no one else really to lean on, that I think about this and I go back into that darker place. And so reminding yourself that you're not always in that darker place and that you're friends with them now, or you've forgotten that, is some way you can let go of past hurt.
Oh, I love that. I love that, and that makes me think of, and I can't remember the scripture, maybe someone can find it, but the scripture it talks about, maybe I should look it up, that, and maybe it's the love, I guess maybe it's the love chapter in Corinthians, but it says, you know, we should not, we're not, shouldn't be holding record of other people's wrongdoings. And now, not, and let me just tell you, listeners, none of this is easy, and I don't want this to sound like Christianese or like, you know, just simple little answers, but it is God's word. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Who's laughing?
Yes.
Who's laughing? somebody was relating to me there when I said that, but it's so true, and it goes back to what Jordan said from the very beginning. She said, "I felt so alone. I was hearing the lies, but I knew it wasn't true." And so we always have mm-hmm. to go back to that truth. Friends, we're going to have to take a little break here. And when we come back, was that not the fastest 30 minutes in radio? I'm telling you,
yes.
I knew it was going to be that way.
Yes.
But boy,
yes.
boy, what wisdom is being shared here today and told and testified to. And that's what I like. What I love is when you give me the scripture, but you prove to me that it works. That you have
That's
lived
right.
it, and you've had to lean on it in hard times, and you had to engage it in your life to be able to take the next step. Because I've been that desperate, and I feel like that we have listeners today who feel like it's the end, but it's really just the beginning. Because you're listening to this show, and you feel like you've come to a hopeless end, but friends, you have come to an endless hope through Christ, because that's who he is, and that's what his word is. And I will tell you, I know it, and I can say it passionately because I've lived it. I've gotten to the point to where I had tried everything, and I had bought everything, and I had tried to practice everything, and I wanted to be in every little group, and nothing is satisfying like knowing that you are to the point to where you're ready to confront whatever is standing before you, that you must get through to get to where God wants you to be, so that you truly have a testimony of passion. So, friends, thank you so much. We're gonna come back in 30 seconds. We're going to take a 30-second break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about the – maybe some more of the confronting. Definitely some more of the practices of conquering. I want you ladies to come up with your favorite scripture or something that you had to stand on to truly conquer. I want the hard stuff. I want the hard work. I want to know what really got you through when nothing else would get through. And then I want us to share just a couple of stories that once you conquered, what was something that you did that you knew it had to be God working through you because you allowed him to get you through whatever you thought was impossible. So, boy, did that set us up for the next 30 minutes, right? I can't wait. So let's join us back in 30 short seconds.
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is going to help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth. Spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
Well, welcome back to Coffee with Kim. We're so glad you're here. Coffee, conversations of friends of faith to encourage and equip. It's what I love more than anything is having a conversation that's real, that's raw, that's authentic, and that helps us know that God's word is not only powerful, but it's practical, and we have a way to practice it in our lives. Before we get started back on our panel, I would like to invite you to become a part of our ministry and what we do. You can go to kimcrable.org and find out all the many things that are going on and the many ways that we are trying to encourage people through the act of conversation. If you are in the Baltimore area or if you can get to the Baltimore area this September 20th and 21st, we would love to have you at our Voices of Hope conference. It is going to be an amazing event. Do you know that your voice can be used in a way that will echo hope through the generations of your family, the future generations of your family? We're going to have Cameron Arnett there, the actor of the soon-to-be-released movie Overcomer. We'll be there Friday night. It will be a family event. And then on Saturday, we have keynote speakers such as Angie Smith, the wife of the NFL great Steve Smith, Keith Walton, the coach Keith Walton from Augusta, Georgia, who has his own radio program, Wisdom Walking. Everyone wants to hear what he has to say. And we have our very own Up to Me Radio producer and owner, Melinda Davis, who's going to be talking. So we have many small group workshops. It is going to be fabulous. So come and join us September 20 and 21st. Please stop by your Barnes & Noble stores or get on Amazon and buy my latest book, Infinitely More. It's based on Ephesians 3:20. Do you know that more that you are feeling on the inside is literally God inviting you to do beyond anything you can imagine? This is a 40-day devotion to help you help us walk to the more that God has for all of us. Well, enough about that. You can go to kimcrable.org and find out whatever you'd like to. We'd love to have you a part of this team. But for right now, let's join our ladies and continue this incredible conversation as we end this second season where our theme has been confront and conquer. Oh, my goodness, if only we really knew and understand, if only I could have for so many years that I truly can confront the issues that are standing before me and through Christ know that I am more than a conqueror. So, ladies, thank you again so much for joining us. I know Amy is online. We weren't able to introduce her at the beginning. So we have Haley, Jordan, Jane Ann, Tammy, Linda, and Amy. And thank you so much for your wisdom. Let's talk about, we've listed many, many things. There's so many more of issues that people are confronting today. But, listener, whatever it is that you're confronting, we're going to talk to you now a little bit about how to conquer. We're going to give you some verses and some step-by-step instructions based on practical application. So who would like to go first with a scripture or a thought or a practical application for someone who's feeling really hopeless right now?
I'll go. This is Amy. And,
hey, Amy.
So what I had to do was that I finally got to a point where I finally had no other choice but to finally believe what God said about me. And so I used scriptures, which I go back to what Paul said about renewing of the mind. And it's not easy. And it's very mentally challenging. And that's where most of us end up giving up, which I had before. But I want to encourage everyone to just keep pressing forward in that. And how you do that is just in daily prayer. And also, the one scripture that I always fell back on was Philippians 4. And I think it's 4, chapter 4. Whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is good report, to meditate on those things. And so with the mind battle, whenever something would come up, that's what I would think about. Is this good? Is this lovely? Is this pure? And if it wasn't, I would have to put in that mental work to think on things that were true, which were what God said about me. So that's how I started off my battle.
I love that. And I love the scripture that you started out there, Amy, and welcome to the show. I'm so glad you're here with us. Romans 12:2. And this, it all goes back to that first statement that Jordan made about, we have to know, and it's been the theme throughout our talk show is we have to know the truth. Romans 12:2 says, do not conform to the pattern of this world. Somebody tell me what that means. What does that mean when it says do not conform to the pattern of this world? Tammy, what does that mean?
Well, for me, when it's a, he tells us to be in the world but not of the world. And the world is going to bombard us from north, south, east, west with everything that is hopeless a lot of times. But whenever God tells us that we have hope and he tells us to fear not and he tells us to go forward and to run the race with endurance, that is different than the world. The world, a lot of times, the things that we deal with, and the whole reason why we come to the bottom of the pit is because, honestly, and just to put it on the line here, the world is a hard place. And the enemy roams in like a lion looking for someone to devour, and a lot of times we feed him. And that's a tough one. That's a tough one to stomach sometimes. But I know for me, I had to stop waiting for things to get easier, to get simple, or for waiting for the day for things to get better. And I had to realize that life was always going to be complicated. I had to learn to be happy right now. Otherwise, I was going to run out of time.
Right. Right.
And the last thing I wanted to do was run out of time. And so it took me to my knees and to say, Lord, show me how to look beyond all of this that's going on and see hope in tomorrow. And we're not going to get hope from the world. Get hope from the Lord.
Right. I love that. Quit waiting for it to be easy, because it's never going to be easy. And if we don't start now, we're going to run out of time. And see, friend that's listening to this, that's what the enemy wants. He wants us to run out of time. One of the things that we do in Burdens of Blessings is we do an activity with a Dorley, of all things, that shows how much time we've lived and how much time we have left. And I will hear people now saying, that's not worth my Dorley. You get to the point where you get jealous with your time, and you start to think, oh, no. Even as a teen, these teens that are on the line, they've seen some of their loved ones not live to even be 30. So we don't know when our time is up or how long our dash is. And so we don't want to run out of time. Thank you for that. It says, do not conform to the pattern of this world. What Amy was saying, don't conform to how the world does it. Think better. Think what is true, what is honest, what is inspiring, what is needed, what is kind. Think on these things. It says, but rather than conform to the world, be transformed by the renewing of our mind. Haley or Jordan, as a young person, how do you transform your mind? Jordan, when you felt alone, but you knew it wasn't true, how did you transform your mind?
I had to get in God's word. I had to turn my worry that I was alone into worship. I had to go to my knees and confess all these problems that I was facing and tell him, I need help. I need you.
Oh, my goodness. Can you imagine? Can you imagine how it must feel for God to finally hear, for Jesus to finally hear the words, I need you.
Mm-hmm.
I need you. I am tired of this battle on my own. I'm tired of trying to do it the way the world tells me to do it. I'm tired of the TV talk shows that are telling me all these things. I need you. Can you imagine? Did anybody just totally get God bumps when you heard that? I need you.
Mm-hmm.
By the transforming of your mind. And what else? Thank you, Jordan. What else can we do? I mean, the praying, the getting into God's word, the calling out to him. It says when you do that, then you will be able to test and approve what is God's will, what is good. And that's how we come back to knowing what is true, ladies. Isn't that right? Only paralleling what we're thinking with what God truly says. Comment?
Mm-hmm. Kim, this is Linda. Okay.
Yes, Linda? I'm sorry. I heard Lynn.
Something else that I do, you know, getting in the Word and meditating on the Word and just studying God's Word, I also have learned that I have to surround myself with friends, good friends.
Yes.
And Proverbs 27:9, a sweet friendship refreshes the soul, and we need those good friendships to come into our lives, just like my coffee group that I have. Those women I can count on no matter what, and no matter how, when I get depressed, or what, I can reach out to them, and they will come alongside of me, and they will lift me up, and they will do whatever they can to help me. And so I've learned that I have to remove myself from those destructive relationships, and I have to choose the right friends that will love me, they will bring healing to me, joy and encouragement, and they're going to accept me for me and all of my flaws.
I love that. And for any listener that's wondering what is a coffee group, what we're doing right here, we also help people do in their homes. We will help you get a few people together, men or women, and create a coffee group so that you can have a conversation. Coffee stands for conversations of friends of faith to encourage and equip, so that you can have these conversations on a weekly basis with the foundational truths of God's word and teaching. And it's so important. You know, we can go in and we can listen to people speak, and that's wonderful. But there is, to me, there's nothing like getting in a circle of friends and talking the way we're talking, because everybody has so much wisdom that really needs to be shared and must be shared. And that's what I love about this. Any other comments? Someone else was trying to say something when Linda, who was going to say something?
This is Amy.
It comes to friends and what Linda said, whether you call it a coffee group, call it a tribe, call it a clan, whatever we call it, these kind of people change our life. But there's a lot of people out there who do not have these people. They don't have this tribe, this clan, this coffee group. And I just want to tell them, don't give up hope and take heart and don't give up searching for these people. And you pray that God will send them to you, because they are out there looking for you too. They need you too. Because what we can feed into each other's lives, and I know for me, sometimes it's just a lay on one of my close inner circle friends' shoulder, and I cry and they pet my hair. They become Jesus for me. That is why we need this kind of friend. So don't give up if you are out there and you don't have these friends. God tells us he'll give us the desires of our hearts. Keep praying and keep your eyes wide open, because they're looking for you too.
Oh, Tammy, thank you so much for saying that. And I want to add this to do I dare add anything to my Tammy? But I'm going to add this because I know you're going to agree.
You said
keep looking. Let me tell you what I did, and I believe that this was God inspired. I could not find. I was one of those. I couldn't find, and I felt like I was a friendly kind of person. I felt like, you know, I mean, I showed up at events, but I just didn't make a connection with anybody. I couldn't understand why. They were good people. I was a good person, but here's what God wanted me to do. God wanted me to let down my guard. It goes back to what you were saying earlier, Tammy, because it's not always easy. I had to get to the point to where I did what was not easy, and I had to be proactive, and I had to invite some women into my home for coffee, you know, I mean, little liquid coffee or tea or water or cookie, and I invited seven women in, and I said, I just need you all to know me. Can I just, you know that old song, I want to talk about me, 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 me? Well, I just want to talk about me. Because I needed them to know how I was hurting. I needed them to know how I felt, like Jordan said, she felt so alone. And I needed to break the facade that they were seeing. And that's what opened up my life to friendship, is when I quit trying to be perfect. See, I kept thinking, if I could just find one person that doesn't look perfect, then I'm going to run up and that's going to be my friend. We all look perfect in this world. We know how to walk the walk. We know how to talk the talk. What we don't understand is how to not be perfect, right? That's what we don't know. We think,
right.
You know, and so it's okay for you who are driving down the car and you're probably got tears running down your face and you're going, I get that. I feel so alone. I just need someone that's not perfect like me. Well, this is what I say. Be proactive. Invite a few people into your home and just dare to say to them, I just need to be me. I need to share with you that I'm not perfect. And you know what you're going to do? You're going to automatically have a friend, because they're going to look at you and they're going to be just like C.S. Lewis, what he said in that quote. Oh, my goodness, you too? I thought I was the only one. And you're going to feel a bonding, and you are going to defeat, and you're going to conquer one of the greatest things that you need to conquer in your life. And that is feeling alone and like you don't matter in this world. Because people around, just like Tammy said, people need what you have. And you don't have to go across the street or across the country. They're right around you. They're in your. God has placed you right where he wants to use you. Open your eyes to God's truth. And don't wait any longer. Get busy. Do like what Linda said. Just have the courage just to say, okay, I'm going to take a deep breath. If I fall off the stage, I fall off the stage, but I'm going for it. Is that kind of how you began to do it, Jordan? Did you reach out? Is that how you got through yours?
Yes, ma'am, it is. I just had to realize, like, I've never had that best friend. I've always had, like, associates and like-minded people that I surrounded myself with, and I had to realize that these people do care about me. Like, they want to hang out with me for a reason.
I see.
Miss Kim, this is Jang Ann. And kind of like Jordan said, like, I've had a hard time making friends because we move so much. And, like, I know that people, you know, are my friends, but I've never had, like, really close friends. But when we started this team talk, I was able to become closer to people, and it's really helped. And, like, just knowing that there's people out there that want to be your friends.
Yes.
Oh. And we had to start breaking down some walls, though, didn't we? We had to do the hard work. And you all had to learn to trust. Yes. Isn't that true? Anybody else have a comment they'd like to add?
Kim, this is Linda. I know I had one friend, and she said, she made this comment, and she said, you know, sometimes I just want to see Jesus and be able to know that he's just reaching down and touching me. And I just thought about that, and I said, you know what? We can be Jesus in the flesh, because we can come alongside of one another like we've been talking about, and we can sit with them, hold them, cry with them, laugh with them. And that is a form of being Jesus to those individuals. And that just means the world to me, is to know that, you know, if Jesus was right here with me, which he is, but you have those friends that can come along and embrace you and hold you and just sit with you and cry with you.
Absolutely. And that goes right back to what Tammy was saying when she lays her head on her friend's, you know, shoulder and just feel that. You know what, Linda, and I will tell you, not only can we, but we must get back to that, because our world is falling apart at the seams. We're becoming so disrespectful. I turn on the news and I see things that literally make me cry at how we're treating one another. But you know what? That's a summons to the church. We cannot expect this world to do any better, but we must expect ourselves to rise higher. And the only way we can do that is to get back into that word. Like I think Tammy said, we are in this world, but we're not of this world. We are called to a higher calling. And that higher calling is what Amy was saying, to think differently, you know, to speak differently, to use our voice as encouragement and as that balm to soothe others. And you know, and we can do better, but we must, like Tammy said, we must not wait for it to be easy. And just like someone said, we must not wait until we feel like we are ready. That we must just step out as we are, where we are. And I know that there are listeners listening to this, and I know that you have been contemplating really stepping out and doing what God wants you to do. I know that many of you are so tired of this giant that's before you. You're so tired of feeling like your life's being wasted. Well, let me just give you another secret on that. Nothing in your life has been wasted. Nothing. Not even yesterday was wasted, because once you confront your need for Christ and your need to get over whatever is stopping you, God uses all of our mistakes as a testimony of his love and his grace in others' lives. So we must get over the lies by defeating it one scriptural truth at a time. Right. We take one truth, we memorize it, and we live it, we breathe it. The Bible says, taste me and see that I'm good. Taste God's word and see that it is truth. And it only takes one scripture. Begin memorizing one scripture. Start with John 3:16, for God so loved me that he gave his only son, his one and only son, that if I would believe in him, that I would not perish. I wouldn't perish today. I wouldn't perish tomorrow. I will not perish, but I will have everlasting life. Just begin with that one scripture right there. Does anybody else have a scripture? We only have about 3 or 4 more minutes. Does anyone else have a scripture out there of hope that would help someone memorize to conquer today?
Miss Kim?
Yes.
So, today I actually don't have a scripture right for this moment, but I do have something that I was once taught by my Bible teacher back in 5th grade, I think. And it was, God doesn't call the qualified, he qualifies the called. And what that means is, he's going to call us each to do certain things in ministry and in the world in general. But you're not always going to be qualified, you're not always going to be ready, but he'll make sure you are.
I love that. And I've heard that over and over, and somebody needed to hear that today. You just say yes and let God qualify you as you go. And I love it. Let me put this scripture on that, Haley. Philippians 1:6. Being confident of this, he who began the good work in you, he who called you, he who is calling you to a good work. Being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it to completion. In other words, all we have to do is say yes, and we become the vessel of what he wants to do. The Bible tells us, glory be to God, who by his power at work within us, we will accomplish things greater than we can ever imagine. So really, we just have to say yes and find the courage to move out. Agreed, ladies?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Well, we have 60 seconds before I do my final closing. Does anybody have any a scripture or anything else they'd like to just by so fast? Anybody else have something real quickly?
This is Amy. And the one thing I wanted to say is that about being proactive in our own lives, but also we need to be aware of the people around us, because of my situation 11 years ago, I was that churchgoer every day. The doors were open, Sunday school teacher, singer in the choir. And whenever I dropped off the face of the earth, not one person came to me. And so that was a very lonely, isolating time for me, because I was so upset of my shame, the sin I was in. And so I would say be proactive, pray for that that boldness to go out in love, of course, to that person, because they really do need you to fight for them, the life they can fight for themselves.
I love that. Look for those who are around you, but look for those who are no longer around you. Boy, that's huge. Don't let people slip through the cracks without you running out after them. Be the one. Jesus left the 99 to go after the one. You go after the one, even if you have to leave your group or your crowd or your social gathering. I love that, Amy. Oh, my gosh, what another word. Well, ladies, I want to thank you so much. Haley, Jordan, Jane Ann, from our team staff. Again, ladies, applaud them, yay, for all that you're doing. Yeah. And Yes, and for you women, Tammy, my dear comedian friend who is so deep in her ministry and her work, and I'll be posting all this information because I know you all will want to reach out to these ladies. But Tammy in Texas, my great friend Linda in Georgia, and Amy, who has an incredible story on her own, who has a new book coming out this fall based on confronting and conquering, all that's going to be on my website. Thank you all so much for joining me. Thank you for being an example of what God can do in our lives. Thank you so much. I would also like to thank our the owner of Up to Me Radio and the producer, Melinda Davis, who gives me and us this opportunity on a weekly basis to spread God's good word and his grace. Thank you so much to her and the work. Please support Up to Me Radio with your gifts and with your talents and any way that you can bless that station. Please bless them. They are an incredible ministry who are breaking through the airways of darkness with God's great truth. And I love her and I adore her and I admire her tremendously, just as I do each of my guests today. So, what's the final word? As we conclude this season of coffee, this is Kim Crable saying thank you for joining me and our guests each week. I want to thank you for becoming part of a group who gathers here each Monday to have coffee, conversations of friends of faith to encourage and equip. We must remember life is not easy, and we must continue to have truthful and empowering conversations like we've had today, because we will often and many times we will be faced with unexpected battles, giants, things that we never saw coming, things that perhaps we don't even deserve, the things that may happen. They are going to come as we strive, as we move forward, as we press on to achieve our God-given purpose and potential. The battles that we face cannot or should not ever be underestimated. But the important thing is to remember this. God has not designed us to be overwhelmed by the battles of life, but for us to overcome them no matter their size. With whatever you face until we meet again, I pray that you'll always remember the words of this Southern girl who loves you so much. I pray that you'll always remember that God loves you so much that he gave his only, one and only son. I can't wrap my brain around that kind of love, but we have to believe it and try to understand it on a daily basis. But so much that he gave his son that if we believe in him, we will not perish, not today, not tomorrow, not ever. But we walk, we begin that moment in everlasting life that begins this morning, this day, with new mercies every dawn of every day. I want you to remember that no matter what you face, before any Goliath, any doubt, any devastation, any diagnoses, that you can stand strong and courageous rather than fleeing in fear. We can face everything through the eyes of our faith because we have God's promise, Deuteronomy 31:6, that he will never, ever, ever leave us or forsake us. So wherever you go, wherever life takes you from this moment forward, God goes with you. Remember that. There is nothing that's too dark or too lonely that God cannot walk through that with you. And greater is he who goes with you and he who is within you than anything that you will ever, ever come against. First John 4:4. So friends, until we meet again, keep confronting, because with Christ, you are already more than a conqueror. Thank you for a great season. Until next season, God loves you. Goodbye, everybody.
To learn more about Kim's books, teaching materials, or to invite Kim to speak at your event, please visit KimCrable.com. Thank you for joining us today. And remember, to learn more, please visit KimCrable.com.